This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The number of the day today is 16. It's not a stock or a market share or an economic indicator of any kind. Ohio Governor John Kasich entered the race for the GOP presidential nomination today, the 16th person to do so, as you know. There are five on the Democratic side, some of which on both sides are, to be honest, long shots. You know who they are. They do, too. So here with a question. Why are they running when the odds are so heavily stacked against them? Marketplace's Nova Sappho takes a stab at the answer.
First of all, long shots do win sometimes.
I mean, our current president being an example of one where somebody comes out of nowhere.
That's Lance Strait. He's a professor of communication and media studies at Fordham University. But why so many long shot candidates in this election cycle? Strait says one reason is that the internet and social media have changed the calculus.
A political campaign can get started with a relatively small amount of resources to begin with and then take off.
So the buy-in is low. The rewards, though, can be high, says Larry Sabato, who heads the University of Virginia's Center for Politics, even if a candidate doesn't win.
You can increase your speaking fees. You may very well be offered a TV or radio contract.
For example, Mike Huckabee reportedly made $500,000 a year for his Fox News show. Herman Cain got a nationally syndicated radio program. And those speaking fees? They can reach tens of thousands of dollars.
I mean, think about that. An hour-long speech, some Q&A, and you walk away with a check for 50 or 60 grand.
Sabato says this kind of brand building isn't new, just intensified. He can point back to when presidential candidate Barry Goldwater chose a relatively unknown Republican congressman, Bill Miller, as his VP. They lost. Miller made an American Express commercial.
I ran for Vice President of the United States in 64, so I shouldn't have trouble charging a meal, should I? Why, with this, they treat me as though I'd won.
Miller made that commercial a full 11 years after his turn in the political spotlight. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.